We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's the newly, freshly married Miranda Lambert. She's going to be there at our Lake Shake, and we got those tickets coming up for you. It's 20 minutes at 7:15 this morning, and I wonder how that flirting all began.
Well,
but
we found out, actually. Our national know-it-all said that her now husband, it was a cop in New York and did like a lot of security outside of Good Morning America. And when the Pistol Annies performed there, he was probably on duty and or doing security there. They may have met right then and there at Good Morning America.
So Miranda threw a little bit towards them, huh? She was the one probably flirting.
Or vice versa. We don't know, but that was a...
Well, come on. The security guard, when talent walks by, they're pretty much trained, I think, not to say anything.
Yeah, but this guy...
What is he going to say? Hey, what's up, Miranda?
Don't forget, this guy's had a checkered past, man. He was cheating on his girl, got another girl pregnant. So, right. I mean, you know.
So let's have some fun this morning. 312-946-4995. We want to know. Tell us your story. Inappropriate places where someone flirted with you. There's a list of actually inappropriate places. Number three is a funeral, of course. Number two, the gym. Number one is a hospital waiting room.
Yeah, that's not good. And, you know, everyone always tells me, I want you to meet a girl at church. And it just, in theory, it makes sense. But I don't think hitting on a girl at church is also right.
Again, you just don't do it during the ceremony. Like, you wait until church is over and when everybody is leaving.
Yeah,
they
stalk outside.
Well, no, they don't stalk. Don't some people, like, hang out and talk? Like, they don't just, like, church. Like, you just roll up to, you know, a group of people or a girl and say, hey, wow, that sermon, huh?
Yeah, 312.
How about that homily?
946-4995.
That first reading? Woo!
Good morning. What's the inappropriate place for you?
At the gym, actually.
At the gym. Yeah, a lot of girls I see wear their headphones and kind of just, like, don't want to talk to anybody there.
Right, yeah. I'm busy working out, and then, you know, some guy just, like, staring creepily at me by the weights, and I'm like, oh.
But what if he waits till, like, after you get off of the treadmill, and then he approaches you? Is that okay?
It just depends. You know, it depends on, you know, if he looks creepy or if he looks like a normal guy, then, yeah.
I would assume if he looks creepy, anywhere he hits on you is not a good thing.
True.
Karen, can you show me where the 55 dumbbells are?
Right.
That's the newly, freshly married Miranda Lambert. She's going to be there at our Lake Shake, and we got those tickets coming up for you in 20 minutes at 7:15 this morning. And I wonder how that flirting all began.
Well, we found out, actually. Our national know-it-all said that her now husband, it was a cop in New York and did like a lot of security outside of Good Morning America. And when the Pistol Annies performed there, he was probably on duty and or doing security there. They may have met right then and there at Good Morning America.
So Miranda threw a little bit towards them, huh? She was the one probably flirting.
Or vice versa. We don't know, but that was a...
Well, come on. The security guard, when talent walks by, they're pretty much trained, I think, not to say anything.
Yeah, but this guy...
What is he going to say? Hey, what's up, Miranda?
Don't forget, this guy's had a checkered past, man. He was cheating on his girl, got another girl pregnant. So, right. I mean, you know.
So let's have some fun this morning. 312-946-4995. We want to know. Tell us your story. Inappropriate places where someone flirted with you. There's a list of actually inappropriate places. Number three is a funeral, of course. Number two, the gym. Number one is a hospital waiting room.
Yeah, that's not good. And, you know, everyone always tells me, I want you to meet a girl at church. And it just, in theory, it makes sense. But I don't think hitting on a girl at church is also right.
Again, you just don't do it during the ceremony. Like, you wait until church is over and when everybody is leaving.
Yeah,
I'm sure,
just stalk outside.
Well, no, they don't stalk. Don't some people, like, hang out and talk? Like, they don't just, like... church. Like, you just roll up to, you know, a group of people or a girl and say, hey, wow, that sermon, huh?
Yeah, 312.
How about that homily?
946-4995.
That first reading? Woo!
Good morning. What's the inappropriate place for you?
At the gym, actually.
At the gym. Yeah, a lot of girls I see wear their headphones and kind of just, like, don't want to talk to anybody there.
Right, yeah. I'm busy working out, and then, you know, some guy just, like, staring creepily at me by the weights, and I'm like, oh.
But what if he waits till, like, after you get off of the treadmill, and then he approaches you? Is that okay?
It just depends. You know, it depends on, you know, if he looks creepy or if he looks like a normal guy, then, yeah.
I would assume if he looks creepy, anywhere he hits on you is not a good thing.
True.
Karen, can you show me where the 55 dumbbells are?
Right.
So we're about 13 minutes away before we're going to be setting you up with those tickets to go get your party on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at our Lake Shake. Good morning. It's US 99, and this morning we're talking about inappropriate places to flirt. Maybe you're on the Kennedy right now or the Stevenson 55. Look over to the car next to you in traffic. Give him a little wink. Give him a little head nod.
Flirt
this morning.
When I was younger, 350, I lived in Bloomingdale, 355 South, there was the first toll booth there right past Army Shore Road. And I'll never forget, I was driving. I think I had a minivan back then. And the girl who was taking the money back when people took money, right? Mm-hmm. She was really, really cute. And for a split second, I gave her like the 50 cents.
Hey, and keep the change.
And I'm like, do I ask for her? I mean, like, she worked at the toll booth. You have like a split second to decide. And I drove, I drove away. And forever, she'll be the one that got away.
Tell me, you didn't drive back there the next day hoping to see her again.
No, but I never saw her. I mean, I live over in that area, so I would take that toll booth once in a while. I never saw her again, but I mean, the ones that get away, you never know.
That would have been classic if you would have gave her like 55 cents and been like, hey, keep the change.
Right. And then think about it. Like, our story would be classic. Like, where'd you guys meet? Oh, at the toll booth.
The toll booth.
355 and Army Shore Road.
Or you should have given her like 25 cents extra and be like, hey, call me.
Yeah, out of payphone. 312-946-4995. Good morning, Shane from St. Charles. Tell us about the inappropriate place you hit on somebody.
So the most inappropriate place I've hit on someone was a holding cell in Madison, Wisconsin at a Badgers football game.
First off, what did you get arrested for?
I got kicked out of the game, and I walked outside, and there was a scalper immediately out front. So I bought a T-shirt and another ticket and tried to sneak back in. Made it about 20 feet inside the gates and got caught again.
All right, so they put you in a holding cell, and you found a girl there?
There was a girl sitting next to me, and, it was an awkward situation. And I was like, hey, what are you doing after this?
Hey, when we both get bonded out of here, do you want to go grab a drink?
All right, so this sounds very promising. How did it work out?
It was a swift no, and just pretty much, went back to doing my thing, just sitting on a bench.
Hey, but Shane, if you don't ask, you'll never know, right?
Absolutely, gotta risk it for the biscuit, right?
So Brett Young, he's going to be there Saturday night along with Keith Urban. We're talking about Lake Shake, and we have tickets for you for all 3 days. Coming up in one song right here on US 99. But this morning, Styles and Roman, we want to hear some stories from you. 312-946-4995. Where is that inappropriate place that someone decided to flirt with you?
We found out that hospital waiting rooms, hospitals as a whole are kind of tough, gym, people don't like being held on gym.
Funeral is definitely a no-no.
Yeah, so again, 312-946-4995. Good morning, Sharon from Woodridge. What's the inappropriate place you ever hit on?
It was at a burial. I was at my aunt's burial, and it was another one a little ways over, so yeah. So a guy tried to pick me up.
So you were at the cemetery during a funeral, and a guy was trying to score your number.
Exactly.
And did he get it?
Oh, no, he didn't, because I have a husband.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Okay, but wait. What if you didn't have a husband and you were at the cemetery for a funeral?
No, because that's kind of creepy.
Get rid of the word kind of. Yes, that's very creepy, okay?
Very creepy. Yes, it is. Yes.
So Luke is going to be there closing out this year's Lake Shake. And just a couple minutes ago, I told you the word. I'll give it to you one last time, all right? Just in case if you missed it. Text the word night, N-I-G-H-T, to 44995. We'll set you up with all 3 days. All 3 days to check out Miranda, Luke Bryan, and Keith Urban.
Now, Lake Shake is a phenomenal place, a great place to actually hit on somebody, whether you're a girl or a guy. Go either way. Country concerts as a whole, that's a good setting to hit on somebody.
Yeah, and it's easy because you got a few drinks in you, so you got that liquid courage. So
a funeral is not. A hospital waiting room is not.
And number two on the list was gym. I don't think the gym is that bad of a place.
Yeah, people are there to like work out and better themselves. They got their headphones on. It's a tough place to make conversation and hit on somebody. Plus, if you look like us and you're not buff, we don't stand out in that setting. So
you probably can't pick up a chick with 15 dumbbells.
Yeah, no. 312-946-4995. Good morning, Trish from St. Charles. Tell us about that awkward place you were hit on.
About 13 and a half years ago, my husband and I were applying for our marriage license, and the clerk decided that was a good time to hit on me.
The clerk hit on you?
The clerk hit on me.
He's like, hey, are you sure you want to do this? Because I am interested in you. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Pretty much. That's about what it was. And my husband goes, are you serious? And so, yeah.
You never know, right? You got to give it a shot. One final shot.
I guess so.
And did it work?
No, it did not. My husband and I are happily married.
That man is going to be here a week from today. Joe's live in Rosemont. Michael Ray, the one that got away. Good morning. It's US 99 and Styles and Roman. And we're talking this morning about the most inappropriate places to flirt. Number three is a funeral.
Yep.
No brainer, of course. But Wedding Crashers was funny with Will Ferrell. Number two is the gym. And number one, the most inappropriate place to flirt is a hospital waiting room.
Let me just say, though, if you're a woman, a single woman, and you want to hit on a guy, all bets are off. Any place is a good place for us. Like, we're good.
Like, if a guy is picking up a dog doo-doo in, like, a park,
that's fine.
A guy, it's not going to matter to a guy. Hey, what's up, girl? What's going on?
We're just happy to be hit on, period. So this is mainly for the other way around. So one last time, let's talk about it. Good morning, Dan from Cicero. Tell us about your experience getting hit on a bad place.
So I'm sitting at the elevator waiting to go up, and I see this girl. She saw me, and I mean, she was flirting with me. Like I said, it was kind of odd for me. I didn't know what to do because I'm like a big old bearded ogre, okay? So I'm like, okay, just talking, whatever. And I happen to mention, you know, I'm here with my wife, who's giving birth to my twins.
Oh!
That ended up pretty quick.
But hey, I'm sure it made you feel good for a second when you're like, I still got it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, like I said, you know, I'm a bigger dude. I'm a bearded ogre.
The ladies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.